This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. House of Representatives made history by formally charging U.S. President Donald Trump with high crimes and misdemeanors. AP Sagar Magani reports.
First on abuse of power.
Article 2 is adopted.
And then obstructing Congress. Donald Trump becoming just the third president impeached in American history, with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying Democrats had no choice.
To protect and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Arguing the president broke his oath by enlisting foreign election interference and then stonewalling Congress's investigation. He's sending blame the other way.
Crazy Nancy Pelosi's House Democrats have branded themselves with an eternal mark of shame.
Insisting there's no crime. The president says he's confident the GOP-led Senate will do the right thing and acquit him, though Pelosi's leaving some doubt about the next steps. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On Thursday, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell lashed out at the impeachment inquiry.
The most rushed, least thorough, and most unfair impeachment inquiry in modern history.
President Trump is also getting support from Russian President Vladimir Putin. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
At his annual news conference in Moscow, the Russian leader said that the move is a continuation of the Democrats' fight against Trump. He likened Trump's impeachment to the earlier U.S. probe into collusion with Russia, which Putin downplayed as being groundless. Putin noted that the impeachment motion is yet to pass the Senate, where the Republicans have a majority. He added that they'll be unlikely to remove a representative of their own party from office on what he describes as an absolutely far-fetched reason. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on the impeachment of President Donald Trump and what comes next, please go to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.